Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon on these radio stations. I'm told that some of you would like to discuss the debate. I thought it was all talked out yesterday. But we'll be happy to take your calls on the debate Thursday night at 11:30. Call me then. In the meantime, we have actually something that kind of ties into the debate because we had some mental issues, of course, at the debate. Derek, you had to be watching it and thinking, brain health, right? Oh, that's a terrible saying. Forget it. Forget I brought that up. Derek Lee runs Brain Health Formulas, products that, well, testimonial time, have made a big difference for me. But he's focusing on this segment on his products for memory, cognition, and brain health. By the way, I have a question for you. Do you have a happy pill?
You're taking it, John. Pill?
I had a frustrating week.
Me too.
I mean, I almost did this show from the lobby of the car rental place. I don't know if you heard that story. I just want to return the car. I just want to and go. I don't want to wait an hour to return the car. This is the time I'm supposed to return the car. And there's nothing you can do because if you get fed up and you leave, they're going to charge you the extra days.
Yep.
So do you have a happy pill?
A happy pill actually has more to do with brain health. Emotions.
Kind of, well, there is a connection, I'm sure, right?
Emotions. It's being able to understand the entire condition, not just about where we function from, but to understand where people we're dealing with function from. And so it's the emotional capacity to understand, to be able to look at things from all angles, mm-hmm. versus only our own perspective.
Of all your products, and you have amazing ones from the Fat Buster to the hair growth pills. Notice, Derek?
I did.
By the way, Derek,
I have.
See? Floppy hair. This is really something, man.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a comb over anymore.
I almost got a wig. Would you believe Costco? I saw this in an email I got yesterday. I get Costco emails, and they send them every day. Costco is selling men's wigs for $199.
Wow.
I was thinking of the blonde Sean Penn 80s movie comedy look. But anyway.
You look great like that, by the way.
I'm getting off topic. So you do the hair growth. You do the Fat Buster. You do the memory. What about mood? Mood enhancers. What's effective on the brain for that?
Mood enhancers actually has to do with brain health. Brain health, there's an emotional component to brain health. And the more efficient our brain is, the more efficiently we can function from proper emotional balance. And so it all plays together. It's not one or the other. It actually all ties together. And so if our brain is out of balance, our emotions are out of balance. We can't separate them because they're all part of the same thing. And so if we address them all from brain health, if we balance the brain, our emotions by default balance out as well.
I guess the biggest effect on happiness is the serotonin level.
Dopamine is actually more critical than serotonin.
Okay.
Because serotonin is downline from dopamine. So if we don't produce enough dopamine, we cannot produce enough serotonin.
How can we produce more dopamine?
Dopamine's tricky. The lack of dopamine is actually the result of Parkinson's. And so in order to have that reward reaction, that reward endorphin per se, that serotonin production is reward center. That's the reward mechanism. That's the reward hormone that gets generated from doing something, from having an effect, from winning something. That's that reward hormone. However, if we aren't producing enough dopamine, serotonin also gets depleted. And so dopamine's tricky to produce. So if we do not have enough natural vitamin C from actual fruits and vegetables, we can't produce enough dopamine because dopamine is the key hormone for the nervous system. If we don't produce enough dopamine, our nervous system is faulty also. And so if anyone out there knows people who have Parkinson's, they continually are shaking, right? Mm-hmm. And so without enough dopamine, our nervous system is compromised, because that's why people shake, is there's not enough dopamine being produced, to or overproduced also can have an effect of the tremors of shaking, is because either lack of or not enough dopamine. And it's tricky. And so arguably it can be just communication to produce dopamine. That's one possibility. There's a lot, I believe most people who have any type of tremors, who have who've been diagnosed with Parkinson's, or who have low dopamine, people who are shopaholics arguably have low dopamine because they get rewarded by buying things or finding sales. And so when they find a good price on something, they get rewarded by believing they got a great bargain. However, when you buy 20 of something at a really great price, when you only need one, is it really a good bargain?
Well, go Derek's route. Go as natural as you can. Stay away from the chemicals, those pharmaceuticals. I am so tired of seeing stories, finding out that this pharmaceutical is actually doing something very wrong to you. I just read an article yesterday, and it was about one of these attention deficit drugs, which apparently has a permanent effect on the serotonin-producing mechanism in the brain. It not only drains it, I guess, or replaces it artificially, but it pretty much kills it.
Shuts it down completely.
I just saw this article yesterday. It's horrifying.
I believe most of these issues come from a place of dehydration. The membrane in the brain gets dehydrated, and without having proper hydration within the cellular matrix of the organ or gland that produces these hormones, then we'd reduce the electrical conductivity to activate it. Mm-hmm. And so if we can increase the fluid balance within the brain, my theory is that we can reverse Alzheimer's and dementia pretty easily. We can prevent Parkinson's. We can prevent hand tremors. We can prevent all types of tremors. We can arguably prevent cerebral palsy. And so, but the trick is how do you get the fluid back to the brain? Because if we look at it more from the place of people don't typically have this before puberty. People don't typically have this in their late teens. People don't typically have this in their early 20s or late 20s. But starting in the early 30s, you start to see more of it. And as we age, it only increases. So if we look at it from a place of dehydration, how do we correct that? Is it just drinking more water, or is it more, there's more to it than that?
Well, the focus this morning, and we're going to have a few minutes to talk about this, is memory, cognition, and brain health. Do you have a product that does all three here? Is that what we're going to talk about next segment?
We're building up to it.
We're
yes.
building it, but it's just one product, right?
It's actually two.
Did you bring that fan mail that we were told that you have, or actually I saw the fan mail. I was emailed the fan mail. Did you bring it?
I did not.
See, you're such a modest guy. I mean, these are letters that are very powerful, Derek. I would read it, but it's in the first person, and people would think it. I was talking about myself. So next Saturday, bring these fan letters, because these people really, that's the strongest selling point you have, are the people who were changed, like me, of your products.
John, can I point out something to you?
Yes.
Have you noticed how happy you are when you're talking these days?
Yes, except the car rental place this morning killed it. So that's why I'm asking about your happy pills. These car rental, I hate to bash the workers, you know, they say, oh, we're short-staffed. We hear it everywhere, don't we? We go to a restaurant, can't get our stuff soon enough. Oh, we're short-staffed. And we're supposed to understand, you know. I'm not picking on the workers. I'm picking on these owners, and who want to save a couple of bucks by not hiring a full staff, or not hiring just one extra person. Listen, I'm not a business owner, but I know if you go by that way of doing business, these people are not going to come back. I'm not going to go back to that car rental place.
Yeah.
Okay.
See that, John? That's what we call emotional balance.
Okay.
Happy pill.
Well, this is partly your fault, because your pills that I've been taking, kind of regenerate the brain. It's called Restore.
That's right.
That's the project. And when your brain is just hopping, then you can't shut up. And the anger is actually kind of amplified, like everything else in the brain. It's just part of the brain.
It has to do with a healthy emotional body.
Okay.
It's like what you just mentioned. You can get upset in the moment, and then you let it go.
Well, it's an amplifier for the brain, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But that's kind of dangerous when you get ticked off.
It is.
I mean, I don't want to punch out the guy at the car rental place.
And it's also temporary.
Okay.
So that actually is emotional balance, because we get enraged and then we let it go. Mm. And that's actually appropriate emotions.
Okay. Well, then there's that CPAP machine. I'm going to kill that thing. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee. One more segment with Derek. If you have a question about brain health, this man has pretty much devoted his life to this, and he had to do it because he had to fix his own brain. If you haven't heard that story, we'll get into that next, too. 884-9910 is our number. Back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1117.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Back at you, John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee is in the studio for just this last segment. Our phone lines are open, 884-9910. He specializes in brain health. That's why his company is called Brain Health Formulas. Now, memory, cognition, and brain health. That's our topic for this segment. What is the, let me guess, are we talking Restore?
Restore.
Okay.
Restore is a big one.
Which you just recently improved.
That's correct. Lots of improvements.
And I'm your guinea pig, and I took it.
And you are improved.
That's what I am. Right, Derek?
You are the best guinea pig, John.
He brings me these unlabeled things here, and I take them, and him and his assistant, Igor, they've done great for me. I feel great.
That's great. I'm very happy for you.
All right, well, tell me about memory, cognition, brain health, and what you discovered with the new refined formula of Restore.
So the memory is, we don't ever lose our memory. That's a false narrative. Memories are...
Where does it go?
It doesn't go anywhere.
They're just
what
misplaced.
We lose. It's when we have something very special and we put it in a very special place in our house, and then the next day we wonder where we put it because we put it in such a special place.
It's like the computer.
It's like the computer, exactly. And so if we look at, all of our memories are stored in our cells, right? So we can trigger our memories, what we want to remember, by re-experiencing a similar experience. Or talking to people who had that experience with us, you know, memories can be triggered and or activated by anything, and so they could be memories we don't want to remember, but also we also can remember those even if we don't want to, by a smell, a feeling, something, you know, anything. So we can store our memories in the cells of our brain. We can still store memories in the cells of our body. What we do lose, though, is the connection to them.
And so
if we look at it from on a cellular basis, what Restore does is it reinvigorates the capacity to access the memories by activating the brain. So when we activate the brain, we start accessing all those stored memories that we have. We're just reactivating the connection to it. And so then we get to choose if we actually want to keep those memories or not. And so there we always have access to all of our memories. They just need to be reconnected.
That kind of blows my mind. I mean, that the memory is not lost. It's in a certain compartment, and give a jolt to that compartment.
Yeah.
And the memory can be recovered.
Absolutely. 100%. I have guys in their 50s, late 50s, who have been taking Restore since the first time I was on your show. And they told me when I met them in person, maybe a month ago or so, that he's like, Derek, I don't know if this is normal or not, but I've started having memories when I was 5 years old that I don't remember since I was 5 years old. And he's like, I know it's real because I remember it happening. And what blows me away is I forgot about that for 50 years since it happened. I'm like,
wow.
Because when we activate the brain, all these things come back online. They never go away. We just have to reactivate it. And so in taking Restore, it continually improves the longer we take it. And so, I know that the way I speak has changed, even in the last 3 weeks, versus the way I used to speak 3 weeks ago. I think you can attest to this.
Listen, to be honest with you, and of course I would never say anything. Your first appearances, dare I say, pretty rough.
They sucked. They were obviously straightforward.
I sucked back then too. It was a hell of a radio show back then.
So, I mean, so to all of our listeners, you can go back to John Potter's podcast and you can...
You're going to tell them to go back and listen to that. No.
My point is, if they want a demonstration.
You know what I noticed? And this is talk radio. With no guests, I got to fill 3 hours. And before I started taking your product, I had to write these voluminous notes. The notes. And that's why every morning I would bitch about the printer, because the printer couldn't print the notes. And now, as an example, my wife and I watched the debate Thursday night. I didn't take any notes. I just watched the debate. And I came here this morning, and with perfect recall off the top of my head, I recounted every emotion I felt, every piece of anger that I felt about this debate and what was said. I had no notes. And what did I, Craig knows, I talked for like 20 minutes at 9 o'clock about this debate without the and the ah and with no notes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is a very kind of powerful and scary thing to me. Big brain over here. And I'm not an egghead.
That's what I'm talking about. It's that.
Yeah.
And so it's really a combination of the gut health formula and Restore. Any Restore formula is going to do this. It's going to activate all components of our brain, any of the Restore formulas. And with combination with the gut health, this is how we start to rehydrate those areas of our brain and our body, is by reigniting the gut. And so there's the combination of those two formulas is key to every aspect of life. And so they compound the benefits. And so we also have the memory formula, which is different than the Restore for memory, which is different from the Restore formula. The memory formula actually enables us to absorb more oxygen in the brain specifically. It enables us to increase the circulation in the brain specifically, and increase the microcirculation so we can get better blood flow to all areas of the brain.
It just hit me because the segment right before you came on at 11 o'clock, I was talking at 10:50, I think, about there was a day in history this week on Tuesday, and it was the Beatles' first universal worldwide live broadcast. And I just recounted that perfectly, and that was a memory I didn't have. I thought that was long gone, and here I am talking about that moment in 1967 and the time my grandmother found the lyrics that I wrote down of all the Beatles songs, and Grandma, she was into Alzheimer's, and she thought, oh, this is a wonderful note you wrote, Johnny, and it was the words to When I'm 64, and there I am taking credit for a Lennon McCartney song. I said, Grandma, I got a few more of those. That's wrong. Okay, now contact information. Here we go. How can people get your products?
BrainHealthFormulas.com. You can call at 775-634-7789. Email Derek@BrainHealthFormulas.com. And even if you have questions, you email or call. I will answer any question you have, and if I don't have an answer, I will find it, or I will just very straightforwardly tell you, I don't know.
But you're going to work on something new, right?
Oh, I have like six.
That's what you do.
I have six formulas brand new. I can't get the website guys to update it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to let everybody know, too, this is Derek's last day at 11 o'clock. Starting next week, he's going to be joining us at 9:30.
Thank you.
All right. Well, cool.
Just to keep those loyal listeners out there you know, pointed at the right time.
Oh, yeah. You don't want me talking by myself at 9:30, right?
Right.
We need listeners. We need listeners. I get you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you to all our listeners.
Watch your step. I had somebody else take my job, and you... All right, Derek Lead, brainhealthformulas.com. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
See you next Saturday at 9:30.
Yes, sir.
All right, good man, good man. Brainhealthformulas.com. Going to break for Fox News. And yes, folks, now you can call about the debate, 884-9910. Like I said earlier, we know what the national talk shows said about it. What do Northern Nevadans have to say about the debate? We want to hear from you, 884-9910. Get to those calls in about 3 or 4 minutes. Got a break for Fox News now on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:30.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, welcome back. John Potter, live and local. I had a couple of good calls when I came out at 9 o'clock about the debate Thursday night. I realized it was such a major event that it's not all talked out, believe me. It's now a 25th Amendment issue, I think, after the debate that we witnessed. And I'm sure you did, too. A lot of people viewed it. I got the ratings here on the debate, how many people watched it and everything. We're taking calls, your opinions, 884-9910. What did I think of the debate? After 5 minutes, I almost turned on the subtitles on my TV. I don't know about who, but then I figured it probably wouldn't do any good. The was there a subtitle transcriber? Somebody give that person a raise, man, in a week of therapy. The two candidates' facial expressions were hilarious and sad at the same time, actually. And I got to thinking, it's probably not a coincidence that for the first time ever, a presidential debate was held before the party's nominating conventions. And you wonder if maybe the Democrat bigwigs wanted Biden on display before he was officially the candidate. Maybe this collapse could have been intentional. Maybe there are folks who know Joe needs to be pushed toward the door and wanted to show the nation why. But here we are. We have the entire country struggling to make ends meet. And these two wealthy geriatrics are on there arguing over who's the better golfer. And yeah, real kindergarten quarrel there. Each one repeating, he's the worst president in our history. I think both might have been right. Facts did not matter. Civility was thrown out the window. Tens of thousands of healthcare professionals came away from watching that debate, not with an opinion, but a diagnosis. Honestly, like you, I was left saddened by it all. President Biden did not change from a sharp, effective leader into the confused mess that we saw Thursday night, 15 minutes before that debate started. This has been happening for a while. And if you were surprised by this, you have been getting your news from networks that have been lying to you. They knew how he was, but they told you things like he's forcefully doing this and strongly did that. All the while, he's been hiding from the American public. The man has been hiding for a reason. Some of us knew that it was this bad. And when we expressed concern, we were shouted down like, you know, when we suspected the China lab for the source of COVID, or when we even confirmed the existence of Hunter's laptop, they told you that those stumbling videos were deep fakes, all the while hoping that Biden's handlers could give him something, something that would enable him to fool you again. I'll say it again. Reassess your news sources. CNN fessed up. They agreed with their guests who say Joe needs to be replaced after the network told us last week that he's fired up and ready, and so did the Democrat spokespeople. Yeah, that was a fast turnaround. But who lost the debate? We did. You and I. Who won? I think a lot of enemies or people who don't care about America and its people. And Biden should be removed from office today. We need a president in that office. We thank him for his long record of service to his country, but he is obviously and sadly unfit to serve. So Trump has a record of bankruptcies.
Biden is bankrupting this country. A lot more important than a bunch of Trump companies years ago. But Trump, listen, drove me crazy too. You know, too often, listening to Trump is like filling a champagne glass with a fire hose. It just is all this, all comes out. And I, you know what? I would like some specifics over and over. America's going to be great. We're going to end the war in Ukraine. We're going to take care of those migrants and send them back. And we're going, you know, I'd like to know how these things are going to happen. As for how the new debate rules worked out, it was only on Thursday night that I realized how much better it is with no crowd there. And I think cutting off the mics when one of the, you know, when somebody was talking and the other microphone was cut off, I think in this case, you know, I don't like the idea when I first heard about it because I don't like the media cutting the mics of anything, to be honest with you. I don't like cutting off. It's a little too close to censorship for me. But can you imagine what that debate would have sounded like if both mics were on?
I was sitting here in the studio applauding that they were taking the mics off. I was listening the whole thing, and I loved the format that they did.
I did too. I was impressed that they weren't so slanted like I expected the anchors to be. But with the word salads that those two were doing, my God, can you picture what it would have been like with the two mics open?
Yeah. Well, and then former President Trump, and every time he was asked a question, he'd go the 2 minutes on something else and never answer the question. And I got to be honest, Biden did the same thing. But yeah.
Well, Trump, you know, we want him to win, but you ever watch a candidate you want to win who can't put into words a compelling argument to sell a conservative value to undecided viewers? Like, you think up the words that would do it, but your candidate totally misses the bait. You know, I remember Craig watching the debate, and they said, well, they got into the opioid thing, and I thought to myself, oh, good, this is a topic Trump's going to be great at because he's going to bring up the border. And okay, he was asked the opioid crisis question and didn't even address it. He kept going back. Not totally his fault, because I noticed at the debate, CNN did not do the, oh, you have a minute to respond to the accusations your opponent just made. They didn't say that, so you had to go back. Okay, so I kind of understand. Didn't address the opioid issue at all. It was just bashing Joe. And then the female anchor, Dana, asked him again about the opioid crisis. And I thought to myself, this is your time to talk about the border, to talk about the fentanyl getting it. Do it, do it, do it. And he didn't do it until like the last 40 seconds. Then he caught on. Then he caught on and took the bait. You know what? Anyway, he, you know, totally ignores the question the first time, to repeat for the fifth time that Joe is the worst president. Okay, yes, we got it. They ask him again, and finally, you know, it buries the headline, as we say in the press. And he did a little too much of this. You know, I was the greatest this, I was the greatest that, which to many undecideds is kind of a turnoff when you're trying to score votes. Yes, CNN gained a little credibility that night, not as partisan during the show as I thought they'd be, although they still had a bit of their alternate reality take, if you know what I mean. But again, I turn off the commentators. I turned on the debate at 9:03, and I turned it off the second it ended. And what I'm reading tells me that, of course, they do what they do. They bring on the experts, and they tell us how to vote. And the media was very quick to list and attack Trump's lies, but nothing about Biden's. Biden said, what, the Border Patrol Union endorsed him, and then the Border Patrol Union had to come out right away and say, absolutely not. I spotted the one that, did you hear when he talked about the Trump put the kids in the cages at the border? That was an Obama policy that Trump apparently kept going, but he was not the person who instigated that. And then there was that weird rant about during the abortion topic about the in-laws, and the in-laws are raping the I don't know, maybe he was talking about his family. I don't know. Anyway, nothing to joke about. CNN hammered Trump on how he could support tariffs on China. The anchors and Joe saying that the tariffs raise prices when, in fact, Biden has kept the Trump-era tariffs going. And then the next day, Friday, the Biden spokespeople were showing up on all the cable news shows trying to save Biden. Pete Buttigieg on MSNBC kept pushing, "Oh, the debate's a performance. The real issue is Biden's policies. We have to save Biden's policies." But okay, if he wins, who's going to run the country? Who's going to be in charge of those policies?
Jill.
Who's going to, you think that's the power behind, like Woodrow Wilson's wife did the same exact thing?
Yeah, I watched part of the post-debate stuff when I got home, and then the rally that he did, and it was like she was, cheering on her five-year-old who just did his first day in kindergarten.
She came up after the debate. They didn't have the mics on the air, but people there said that Joe came up and said, "Oh, you were great. You hit all the talking points. That was a great show," and everything like that. And I'm thinking, she more than anybody knows his condition. And the man went through 10 days of training. And I'm sure this issue came up somewhere in those 10 days that they knew what they were dealing with. And Jill has known for years what she's dealing with. What is her motive? Is it to keep the power? Is it to be catered to? Is it to be living in the White House? But to push this man in front of over 80 million people and humiliate him and trash his legacy to such a degree, I just can't fathom. And okay, so now Joe says he will not quit the campaign. And here is the real danger to his legacy. If he keeps running and he loses, even the Democrats will look upon him as the ultimate villain who ruined it for them. Oh, we could have had Newsom or somebody else running instead. But, you know, they can't run another candidate unless Joe backs off and releases his delegates. But if he's going to be another Ruth Bader Ginsburg if he loses this race because it ruined it for the Democrats for the next 4 or 8 years. But anyway, Biden's not sharp enough to do the policies that he says we have to defend or truly run the country. And we're getting a lot of reports now about how other countries, especially our enemies like China, Russia, and Iran, they're mocking the U.S., China calling it a very bad example of democracy. I wish our news media would ignore that crap. These are countries whose leaders would not even dare have debates, right, where there's no such thing like presidential elections. We had a bad show on Thursday night that the rest of the world can laugh at, but damn it, this is still and always will be the greatest country ever designed by God and man, and you only wish that you have the freedom we have and the openness to expose the faults of our leaders. We love it here. And you only wish that you could even have a terrible debate on your airwaves instead of only what the state wants you to see. And also, Thursday's debate, maybe the reactions are all overblown. I think America's stronger than most people realize. I believe Americans take the long view. Generations come and go. Things change. But all of us are secure in knowing that our country has no equal and will always be the country that everybody wants to live in and be a part of our democratic republic. The debate was a shocking answer to any lingering questions about his mental competence and ability to discharge the duties of his office. He is substantially impaired, suffering from what generations of Americans call senility. I don't say this mockingly or to even bring politics into it. This is about the fact that America saw that it doesn't have a president, that this gentleman, who has given so many decades of his life to the service of our country, is afflicted with some form of dementia. He is profoundly ill and infirm and would not be trusted with the keys to the car, much less the reins of a nation. And the American people deserve two viable candidates, and the Democratic Party owes it to the country to make sure that their person can serve with vigor and capability. And that is not disrespectful. It's not malicious. It's not mockery. You know, all his life, Joe Biden wanted to be president, and he sought the office for decades. And now that he has it, like a character in a Greek tragedy, time and chance have taken from him the ability to truly use the office. And it's a sad thing, but this is about us. It's about our nation. There are Democrats who do have the ability, experience, and health to be in that office. And one of them should be on the ballot. And yes, it's possible to change candidates. Political conventions have been a process completely capable of handling any change at the top and the fights that might be associated with it. No, I'm not going to vote for him or her. I'm a Republican. My party has a candidate. You might not like him, but he is mentally capable. And Democrats deserve a candidate who is mentally capable as well. We should all demand better. Biden, for his sake, should really step aside, let somebody else have his delegates. And if he goes through with this campaign and loses, Democrats will hate him. He will go down as the man whose ego took precedence over country, and his legacy will be forever ruined, but only if he loses. It's a huge risk that his party has taken now. And by the way, I should have said this last Saturday, but keep this in mind for the second debate. Do not watch the pundits, the experts, the commentators, the people who are arrogant enough to tell us how to vote, because they underestimate the American public. The media thinks we're a bunch of brain-dead dummies if you don't live in New York or Los Angeles. So I should have said 6 o'clock, turn on the TV. When it's over, turn to a movie or something and turn off the supposed news analysis. Direct your vote to what the candidates said and not what the pseudo-experts, the liberal news anchors and their guests, who used to be in the Obama administration, or they love having those fake Republicans like John Kasich and Michael Steele and Adam Kinzinger. A liberal press loves them, and they love being on TV to sell books, so they sell their soul, of course. We'll be back for one more segment, 884-9910. One more segment, get it in now, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:52.
Traffic. It's 11:53 at 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. I'm David Cole. Yesterday morning, teams responded to a house fire in Spanish Springs. 9 people were able to escape. The cause is currently unknown. Traffic jam in the North Valley is still in effect, moving south of Lemon Drive after the Virginia crash. Accident, no injuries on southbound Pyramid at Los Altos. Temperatures going up to about 90 today and into the upper 70s in Tahoe. Now open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 4 p.m. Sunday. Mangia Tutto provides the fine Italian dining experience you've been craving. Check out the daily lunch specials and make a reservation at Mangia Tutto. Call 461-3353, 461-3353. Got one final June weekend here. Make the most of it.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I have 2 minutes left. If you didn't make it in this Saturday, call us up. I'd be grateful for your call next Saturday morning, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter. We have a newbie running the show today. He's done a great job. It's Mr. David Cole. Hi, David.
Hey, John.
How's it going, my friend?
You know, so far so good. I think a few wrinkles in the reports back there, but, you know, it's the first day, so hopefully we'll smooth them out next time.
I tell you.
But great working with you.
I'm a big screw up on the first week, my friend.
Okay.
Where did they find you? Where did you work before? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so formerly I was doing traffic at Reno Media Group, and also I provided them for the evening newscast at KTVN as well. So I've just started here this week. Gonna be working mm-hmm. with you.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. Well, awesome. Is this a career that you want to follow, David?
Yeah, I got into radio a couple of years back, and I fell in love with it pretty quickly. So I'm looking to just continue with it, pursue radio.
We need people like you, young people, to bring radio back to its former glory.
Well, I can only hope I can do that.
Oh, my friend. Those were glory days. I mean, I hate being 70 years old now, but those were glory days in the old days when radio was king. And do you feel that fellow younger people would be interested in keeping the dream alive in radio?
Well, I would like to think they would. I mean, personally, I've always been a fan of radio, even in the age of like streaming music and stuff like that. I know a lot of people my age, they rely on their phones for some of the same services. But, you know, there's just something about it, especially when it's live and local like this is.
I'm glad it's in your blood, David. You're going to be running things next Saturday, I hope, right?
Yes, I will be.
Bravo, brother. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Folks, John Potter, talk to you next Saturday. Have a great weekend.